Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are in episode 67 of season 2. Last time we talked on The Power of People. The Power of People is a podcast I would suggest going back to listening. Just the impacts of people. Now, your everyday decisions, everything in life, we understand that we have impacts in what we do. The number one thing today is, the last one was Power of People, now is don't lose your course. So when you have an idea and you want something, make sure that you write it down, like I literally am right now, is you don't want to lose your course. So losing your course is one of those things that over time, if you don't take care of things, you will lose it, and then you'll wonder why you're where you're at. So understanding that the impacts you can have on people, you also every day are influenced and impacted by things in your life. So sit back, think about it. What areas are you really wanting to focus and grow on in the next bit? What areas, what are the things that encourage it? What are the things that discourage it and things that bring you down? What are the things that bring you up? Try to surround yourself with more positive, eliminate the negative. It's one of the hardest things that we do every day in our life. I have found that in my own life, you have to sit back, think about reflection, that energy, how you feel after you're with people. And as you're doing this, you will start realizing the impacts of actual people on you. If you understand, like we touched on last time, the power of people, you will then understand how you can get derailed as well, is your beliefs and all these things. So we want to make sure that you're getting the most out of life and getting that energy. So one of the biggest things I have found is, in the past, if you don't understand and actually have your goals written down and your dreams, you will get derailed and you won't even realize it. So understanding exactly the impact people have on you and the things that people can do for you, as well as encourage you and bring you up, they can also do the opposite. So we want to make sure that in our lives we have our tasks, our goals, what we want done. If we do this, this is going to bring out the best in us. We are also going to see that huge influence that we can have and game-changing impact on people. People will always, in our life, you'll get a natural high by helping people. So it's one of those things that should be on your list, help people out. As well as you grow, you'll realize that you change over time and what you used to be, you're not. So sometimes things change and you lose people as well. And that might be for mutual beneficial, or maybe that's for you. Whatever that may be, you have to understand that as life goes, you also need to transform and become more. And one of my favorite things is, as we become more, we then realize what our full potential is in life. Always have goals, always have tasks that you want to get done, because if you stay on it, you will get way more done. As I touched on last time, aunties, my grandpa as well, and my grandma, the impact they've had on me, just seeing them start from nothing and then grow it out, it's one of the biggest things that you can do. And you can then realize that your day is not too tough when you realize you have way more, and what they've built and worked for, you now have, and you're getting the resources basically from that, so that you've learned from past, you then can move forward and grow so much in life. So losing course is one of those things that you have to fight for things, and if it's worth something, it's going to have to take some fighting. So as we get older, we then realize exactly what areas we want to fight for, and maybe some areas that aren't as important, and wasting time on them is not the thing that you want to do. You want to focus on those tasks and the energy where it'll actually make you feel natural high and going towards your goals. Sometimes there is rough things as well in goals and fighting through things, so you have to sit back, think about exactly that impact, as well as sometimes there's going to be a grind. You're going to be in late, you're going to be the only person, you're going to have to put in that work. If you do that, life will get better. You will grind through, you will then, it'll be all worth it, but the grind is there. So understanding that it's not fun and rainbows every day, you do have to fight and grind. If it's worth something, you will have to do that. So just one of the things that I have really realized as I'm getting more life experience as well. Life experience is one of those things that as you get older, it starts changing and transforming and making the most out of it. You then learn from it, and when things come up, then you will have more resources to pull upon. So losing course is not what we want. We want to make sure that we have those things written down, what we need, why we need them, and how that's fulfilling for us. It's some of the things that as you get older, you will realize, and as this age as well, whatever age you are, is you can get the most out of life by actually having what your dreams written down, so that they don't get drifted away. Because so many people have ideas and things in their mind, but they don't put it to pen to paper or into their phone so that they can look at it and remind themselves. I have noticed that that helps me stay course. It also helps me have ways to achieve my goals, not just a giant number of whatever that may be. It helps me. So when setting goals now, think about your number one thing you want to achieve in the next month. Sit down. How are you going to do it? What are three steps that you can do to get there? For instance, for myself, it would be if I'm growing business, reaching more people, you got to advertise, you got to get more referrals in, and then you have to make such a positive impact that people talk about it. So those are three things. The positive impact one is the easiest. Always bringing people into a gym is harder. So that is the focus. And if I surround myself with that and remind myself of that, then I stay on course. I have it written down as well so that I understand exactly where I need to get to and what are the things that are going to help me. When you see other things as well, especially when you reflect at the end of the day or in the morning, write down and see the things that are trying to derail you and then how you can get rid of those and then focus on the good stuff. So write down the three things that are going to get you to your goal, staying on course, and don't lose that course, and believe in yourself because you can achieve anything. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.